Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Divine Parables, a series here on the Qalam podcast, which explores the metaphors, the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us within the Quran. Mufti Hussein Kamani will go through in-depth an analysis of all the different parables that are present within the Quran. So inshallah, go ahead, listen, benefit, share with family and friends, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Before we get started with the session, once again, I wanted to remind everyone that alhamdulillah, Qalam is dedicated to bringing this kind of understanding and knowledge of Islam to each and every single person all around the world. We ask you to become our partners in this endeavor by supporting the work that Qalam does by going to supportqalam.com. Supportqalam.com. Go there, contribute, donate, become a sustainer, and have this as a sadaqah jariyah. Every single person that will listen, that will learn, that will benefit from it, you will have the reward of that. Jazakumullahu khairan. Now let's get on with the session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأسكياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد. It's very common that you'll see that there are two people who kind of grow up around the same time within a similar environment, sharing similar circumstances. And one of them, due to their jealousy and insecurities, is constantly trying to put other people down so they show to be the better one, the special one. But then what happens is that the one that's being put down ends up excelling and taking off. And the one who thought their entire life they were superior and better, now that they see that the other person has truly taken off, their jealousy really consumes them. Instead of looking at that person and reflecting over what that individual did to take off, this other person who was jealous their entire life ends up becoming stubborn. And rather than making the changes that they should make in their life to excel and to move forward, they choose to spend the rest of their life in bad-mouthing that other person, putting their reputation down, and putting that person down. This was something that happened not once, but many times during the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because in Makkah Mukarramah there was a tribal system. There were certain tribes that viewed themselves superior to others. Then within those tribes, there were certain individuals who felt that just because they were born in this tribe to a particular father who was once upon a time a leader, they had honor that would remain until the end of times. And they lived off of this honor and they enjoyed it very much because it was something that was passed down. At times, they had to do nothing to earn it. In comes Islam. And now the Prophet ﷺ is telling people that your honor isn't gained through birth. Your honor is gained by what you do with yourself. What do you make out of yourself? It's giving every person an equal field that go and do what you want with your life. Bilal radiallahu anhu had no honor in this tribal system, now has the opportunity to become a great companion, who was a slave, black person, someone that the Arabs would look down upon typically. Now he becomes one of the great companions of the Prophet ﷺ. And this bothered the Quraysh a lot. People like Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, who wasn't even originally from Makkah Mukarramah. Yasir, his father, was Yemeni, and he relocated to Makkah Mukarramah. Sumayya radiallahu anha, who was a servant in the house of the leaders of Makkah, now she is being treated as a leader amongst the Muslims, and until today, we name our daughter Sumayya after that one lady. Even though in Meccan society, she was looked down upon. So there was an incident, there were two people, one of them, his name was Abu Jahl. He was a staunch enemy of the Prophet ﷺ. someone who the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam referred to as the Fir'aun of this ummah. Meaning just as there was a Pharaoh during the time of Musa alayhi salam who constantly oppressed the people and was a thorn in the life of anyone that wanted to believe in Allah, Abu Jahl was the equivalent for this ummah. Now on the other hand, he had a counterpart who was closely related to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But they both remained outside of Islam throughout their life. Each of them was individuals. One was a leader from the children of Abdul Muttalib. The other one was a leader from the children of Banu Adi. Abu Jahl was on one side, this other individual was on the other side, and they were both growing together. Now, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a public area and he was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abu Jahl came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there are different narrations. Some narrations say he abused the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam profusely. It was very bad. In some narrations, as we find in the narration of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, that Abu Jahl placed some filth on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now this person who was related to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time wasn't there and did not witness this incident. He had gone somewhere. Some of the riwayat tell us he had actually gone hunting. When he returned back to Makkah Mukarramah, there was a lady who saw the whole incident. She came and told Hamza radiallahu anhu that your nephew was abused publicly and he was humiliated. Hamza radiallahu anhu at the time, who was not a Muslim, he came to Abu Jahl, he confronted him, and Hamza radiallahu anhu had his bow in his hand. He took this bow and he began to hit Abu Jahl. And he hit him repeatedly, he hit him once, hit him twice until he bruised and he hurt Abu Jahl. At this point, Abu Jahl said, أَمَا تَرَى مَا جَاءَ بِهِ Don't you see what your nephew was calling towards? And we're the same, he's the one that tried to act greater than us. He's the one who tried to excel us, because Abu Jahl always viewed himself as a superior to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He even viewed himself as a superior to Hamza radiallahu anhu. So Hamza radiallahu anhu, when he heard this response from Abu Jahl, he said to him, "Saffaha." No, Abu Jahl, he explained, "Saffaha uqurna wa sabbaha alihatana," that this prophet of yours, this Muhammad, this nephew of yours, he proves our intellect to be foolish, and he curses at our forefathers. At this point, Hamza radiallahu anhu said to him, "Antum asfahun nas, ta'budun al-hijarata min dunillah." You say that he proves you to be a fool. In reality, you are the greatest fools, because you worship these rocks and these stones other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At this point, Abu Jahl asked him, then why are you defending him? Are you on his religion? And in the heat of the moment, Hamza radiallahu anhu said, "Yes, I am." And he left the gathering. The people that were sitting around Abu Jahl, they said to him, "Hamza wasn't a Muslim, you just made him become Muslim. Because you pushed him into a corner, and his hamiyah, his honor came into place, and he gave the answer." Hamza radiallahu anhu says, "I reflected over this statement of mine, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened my heart." And then he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he accepts Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing this interesting rivalry and how one person excels and goes beyond the other person. Abu Jahl remained in his ignorance, and Hamza radiallahu anhu became Asadullah wa Asadu Rasuli, the lion of Allah and his messenger. Addressing this in Surah Al-An'am, verse number 22, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. That do you think, is it possible, is it conceivable, that the one who was dead, and then we gave him life? Because Hamza radiallahu anhu was without Islam, he was without Iman. And then we gave him life, we watered that heart, we gave that heart nur. فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ We gave life to that heart. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا And we gave this heart, this person, a light. يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ He walks amongst people with that light. And people see how great this man became because of that light. Can he ever be equal to كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا Can he ever be equal to the one who is in darkness And not just one darkness, not just ظُلْمَة, ظُلُومَات. In many layers of darknesses, this person is in darkness after darkness. لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. His darkness, his arrogance, his jealousy is so deep-rooted, لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. He can never get out of there. كَذَلِكَ زُجِّنَ لِلْكَافِرِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, this is how their deeds appear beautiful to the disbelievers. They are fooled. They are deluded. Some scholars, they say that this verse was actually revealed regarding Ammar bin Yasir and Abu Jahl. This is the opinion of Ikrimah and Al-Kalbi. Other scholars, they say it was revealed regarding Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu and Abu Jahl. The Haq says this because Umar radiyallahu anhu and Abu Jahl were also similar in age. And they were both respected people. One day, Umar radiyallahu anhu becomes Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually made dua that one of these two becomes Muslim. He actually made this dua. And Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he one day said to Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, that I have no doubt that the dua of Rasulullah will touch you. You will be the one that will benefit from this dua. Because he was the better of the two. He had a better nature, a better personality. Umar radiallahu anhu was not a blind person. He was a wise person. He always did what was best for the people, for the community, for humanity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided that heart. Now some scholars, they say that this particular verse, verse number 122 of Surah Al-An'am, was not actually revealed regarding any one specific companion. Even though I shared some narrations that Mufassirun said it was revealed regarding specific individuals. A large group of scholars of tafsir, they say it wasn't revealed regarding any one person. Rather, it's a message to all of the believers. It's a message to everyone. That there may be two people who are the same. And one may end up excelling, going ahead of the other person. Don't be jealous that that person has less wealth than you, yet they have more honor. Don't look down on that person because they're younger than you and they have more honor. They may not be a doctor, they may not be an architect, they may not be some engineer, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them honor. Don't be jealous. What you should be looking at is, how did this person gain their honor? And if you end up getting caught in that jealousy and you become stubborn, ultimately who's the one who loses out? You are the one who loses out. Now the scholars that say that this verse was not revealed in regards to any one companion, the reason why they say this is because Surah Al-An'am was revealed as a surah all at once. This is one of those unique surahs that when it was revealed, majority of the scholars, they say it wasn't revealed in increments. It was actually revealed dafa'atan wahida. It was all revealed at once. Therefore, they say it is very mushkil. It is very difficult to hold this interpretation that it was revealed regarding a particular companion due to a particular incident that occurred. So in summary, as we reflect over this verse, I encourage everyone to read the verses that follow. Verse number 123, 124, 125. Because in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies this statement even further. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا فِي كُلِّ قَرْيَةٍ أَكَابِرَ مُجْرِمِيهَا لِيَمْكُرُوا فِيهَا. In every nation, in every city, there are some people who are just bent. There are just criminals and they just want to cause harm and they want to plot against people who are doing good. وَمَا يَمْكُرُونَ إِلَّا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, they aren't plotting against anyone but themselves. وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They don't even realize it. وَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ قَالُوا لَن نُؤْمِنَ حَتَّى نُؤْتَى مِثْلَ مَا أُوتِيَ رُسُولُ اللَّهِ. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends them messages, these arrogant people, their jealousy has made them so blind that they say, we will never believe until we receive the same thing that those prophets of Allah received. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَيُصِيبُ الَّذِينَ أَجْرَمُوا صَغَارٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Those people who want honor in the world, let them know صَغَارٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They are disgraced in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَمْكُرُونَ. And there is a severe punishment for these people because of their plotting against the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says in verse number 125, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. When Allah wants to honor someone, He doesn't give them wealth. When Allah wants to honor someone, He doesn't give them beauty. Those things may come, they may not come. But when Allah wants to honor someone, يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Allah opens up that person's heart to Islam. They enjoy reading the Quran. They enjoy visiting the masjid. They enjoy praying salah. They enjoy giving sadaqah and khairat. They enjoy learning about what Allah is telling them. This is a sign that Allah loves someone. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا. And for the one that Allah has no good intended for, their heart is constricted. And they can't see light. At the end in verse number 126, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَذَا صِرَاطُ رَبِّكَ مُسْتَقِيمًا. And that is the straight path of your Lord. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from being people of ignorance, people of arrogance, people who are stubborn, people who are jealous. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes iman beloved to us. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He enlightens our chest with the nur of Islam. And that when we see something is right, when we see someone doing something good, we don't become jealous. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu could have been jealous of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received Nubuwwah. Yes or no? They were more or less the same age. You know, he could have been jealous and said, why did you get Nubuwwah? You're only 2 years older than me. I should have got it. I'm more wealthier than you are, because the fact is Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was more wealthier than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But see, compare Abu Jahl to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and what you find in Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was there was no arrogance. He was very humble. He saw Hidayah, he saw light, he saw Nubuwwah, he lowered himself immediately, he shook the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked no questions at all, became Muslim, and today we refer to him as the greatest man to walk on the face of this earth after the prophets of Allah, because of his humbleness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with such humbleness too. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.